If we are live or not. I hope so. If we are live, please give me a heads up. Please. I just need a... I'm telling you, it's going to be one of these... one of these days, man. One of these days. I'm sorry, guys. Let me just get this thing up and running. I am so sorry for this delay, guys. I hope we are live. Can you guys hear me? I hope this sound is back up again. All right, this, go to properties, levels. All right, so you guys can hear me, I hope. All right. All right, one second, here we go. Bring this down here. Oh, hold on a second, make this mic down here a little bit. Oh. Oh my goodness, this is gonna be a long day today. All right, guys, thank you guys so much who is watching us right now. I know we had less viewers, but let me make myself clear, we had technical difficulties again, and let me tell you, it is crazy. Oh my god, my bed's such a mess. All right guys, wow, I guess we don't need, we had about 7 people watching the show right now. Now it's down to 0 once again. What the heck? Let me just put a Facebook or notification, because I was saying to you guys, can you guys hear me, please? Like, seriously. Put on Snapchat. Let me just do this again one more time. Snapchat is like one of those good things that you want to do. What's up, everybody? We are live and up and running again. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, but let's talk about it with your host, Nathan Svenga. It is live now. All right, awesome. All right, let me just send it to my friends. Yeah, like I said before, the reason why they shut our thing down once because of copyright issues. So that's why I can't play anything from the song and yada, 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 and this, all 9 yards. So if you are watching, please let me know, because let me tell you guys something. It's going to be a crazy world right now. It's going to be crazy. Let me just send a window. Hope we have any followers. I put the link down in the description like I did before. All right, let's do this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Live now. All right. So I'm going to go onto my Facebook page. And, you know, I'm going to edit everything out because I'm going to be starting podcasting pretty soon, guys. And it's going to be awesome. Like, bangers. Like, bangers, seriously, bangers. So, how is everybody's day today? I know some people got their day off. People weren't working. So, like I said, happy Columbus Day. From the Italians, you know, I'm Italian. Last name, first name Andrew, last name Bensavanga. Leaves this page. All right, and we're gonna do the same thing. Oh my goodness, my legs are killing me.
They're killing me.
All right, so we're gonna do the let's talk about it thing right now. Come on, this is supposed to be up and running. Come on. What the heck? Here we go. Like I said before, whoever watching this right now, I am so sorry for the delay. I just have to. It was our audio that messed us up the first time. And let me guys tell you something. When I hit live, you guys are like awesome. Like seriously, like awesome, awesome. Like legit awesome. So, what else is going on? I have to just make a couple of rearrangements. I know I post something on YouTube, you guys can see it before. It was, yeah, you know, like I said, when I played Fireball, that's when I said, okay, red turned down. I'm like, what? Yeah, I hate copyright. I wish you could play the music when you want. It's freedom of speech. I don't want to get into a lawsuit, guys. Let me tell you something. I don't want that to happen. So, if you guys are watching me for the first time ever, and you don't know what the hell's going on, let me introduce myself for a second. Yeah, so bring this thing down here. All right. So, like I said, my name is Andrew Pennsylvania from the show called Let's Talk About It. I started a show in 2011, and we used to be on Ustream before. Now, if anybody don't know Ustream, then you're into the wrong technology, my friend. This is like live streaming. We're on the YouTube sites and everything else. Like I said before, everybody should be getting an invitation. Let's see. Yeah, my sister Jess. Wow. Yeah, okay. Like I said before, when I just did a interview with the Lecter Entertainment, my God. Like, are you seriously kidding me? Guys, the Lecter Family Entertainment, there's, let's just say, just a good interview and lovely bunch of coconuts, okay? They didn't have their heads screwed or loose. So, like I said, the Lecter and your family, we just did the interview on Friday, and it was so legit. I loved it. It was so freaking awesome. I'm trying to think. We did the interview process. MC Sketchy. We had DJ Nothing. We had Armin something, the head leader. Forgot what his name. My God, guys, the interview. If you're about to, I'm trying to contact the Lecter Entertainment people, and they never contact me back. When everybody heard that my sister was pregnant, yes. Will be becoming a new uncle. How do I feel? I'm okay. Can I pass out now? whoever's watching this right now, the first viewer, thank you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you. Just wanted to give you guys a recap. We just did an interview with the Lecter family. I've been on this talk show, credited CEO, El Presidente, president of this show since 2011. A little bit about me. I'm 22 years old. I was born and raised in Edison, New Jersey. I come from an Italian and Irish family. I know yesterday was Columbus Day, so we didn't do nothing. I didn't know it was, I thought Christopher Columbus sailed the seven seas, whatever you call that crap. Turns out it was an Italian culture. I didn't know that. Finally, there was Italian culture. Good thing it wasn't 1st of July, then 4th of July, you know. Halloween is coming up pretty soon. I'm excited. I might dress up as a kid, get those big candies, you know what I mean? I look like a teenager. I look like I'm 16. People tell me, oh, how old are you? I'm like, 22. Why? No, you're 16. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm 22. I'm like, wow. But why do you look like a kid? I'm like, hey, when I'm in my 40s, I look like I'm in my 20s. So, like I said before, tomorrow, I will be going to Cookie Rush tomorrow. I hope they do have an agreement if we can do our local sponsors. That's one. Two, I have a job interview after that. And I will let you guys know as well, I'm doing my blogs The last time I put my vlogs was like a while ago. We have about 113 views. 113 views of Rutgers versus Michigan game. And we have about 50 subscribers right now. That is awesome. That is awesome. I wish, if there's a clap for this kind of stuff. I wish, is there a clap on here? Let me see if there's a clap on here. The clapping feature? No, they don't. They do not have a clapping feature on here. That's stupid. Like, really, that's stupid. You know, like I said before, excuse me, guys. Whoever's watching this right now, please blow this shit up, like, right now. I'm telling you, this first viewer who's watching us right now, dude, blow that shit up, like, right now. Come on, guys. Because when I first started it right now, I had about 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And when I had audio problems, you guys can't hear me. So that's why, oh, what a day. What a freaking day, guys. What a day. The holiday season is coming up right around our corners. Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday. Even my favorite holiday is my birthday, because I made it my birthday as a holiday. So, what else is going on right now? So right now, oh my goodness, what the heck happened? What the heck's going on here, son? Oh my lord. Oh, you cunning money. Oh boy. Alright, what in the world is going on here? Like, seriously. Guys, come on. Can we just have a live discussion, please? Bring this back over to here again. Alright. So everybody's been asking me, when is the child due? Now, I'm going to tell you something. The child is due on July 28th, 2015. I wish it was January. It's January 28th, 2004. No, January 28th, 2015. Not July. I wish it was New Year's Day for the baby because we might get money. No, I'm just joking. So we just did the Lecter Entertainment Family. They're having a house party on November 1st. Just check them out. I'm having a nephew. No, a niece for the first time ever. How do I feel? Good. I'm all right. Can I just pass out already? But anything else is just, I'm just very in that motion that you guys should know that I have to step up my game pretty soon, and it's just a matter of fact. It's just, you know, you think everything is all about, you know, a lot of things going on. You know, when I first found out when my sister was pregnant, oh my lord, I'm like, who's the father? Who, what the hell? What the is going on here? We don't know what the father is yet. And, you know, we may have a baby shower, I think, in December. So you guys mostly know me all of my years. I heard a little motorcycle head. Whoever's watching me right now, thank you so much for tuning in. You guys are awesome. How do I feel about this? I feel tired. I feel okay about it. I just recently just hold one of our friends who just recently, one of our friends' family just recently just had a kid. His name is David. He is about almost 2 years old, I think. I think he is 2 years old. And I hold him for the first time. he was gone. Like, he was out like a light. He was sleeping on my chest. I couldn't believe it. And it also, I had to give you guys some other news as well. I will be going to college next year if I do get accepted. I'm still working on the college application. It's a lot of work. I'm just hanging on there the best I can. I'm gonna be getting a. I'm trying to get a job. This is gonna be my full time on this talk show, guys. It is, no matter doubt. Because you guys should know about me. I know I am a screwball. I'm an idiot.
You're a moron.
Hey, shut your mouth. But no, sorry. Yeah, that I think that was, like, you know, mostly is it going on right now. What time is it? Wow, it's 9 o'clock p.m. I was supposed to cut it off, but I will cut it off pretty soon, I guess, at when I feel like it. Yeah, my sister's having a baby shower on December. Lecter Entertainment from the first house party November 1st. Go on their website, Lecter Entertainment, or just go into our Facebook page and talk about it. You will click on Lecter Entertainment and give you more information. Well, I'm still trying to get the video. I'm still trying to get the interview process. And guys, it is freaking funny. I spoke to the president CEO. He loved it. It was awesome. I feel like it's, guys, there's a lot of things going on. And people have been asking me, oh, when are you going to make a movie about yourself? When are you going to do this and that? You know what? I'm going to let you know. Will I make a movie? Yes. When? When hell freezes over. No, I'm joking. Oh, my God. How do I feel right now? I feel like I just won $1 million, but I didn't. So, yeah, we're gonna bring this thing onto iTunes pretty soon. We're gonna bring this to iHeartRadio. We're gonna be doing our sponsor pretty soon. This is why I can't speak today. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just not working my magic so far. What else? Cookie Rush will be doing our local sponsors. And whoever's watching me right now, thank you guys so much. Because when I first aired it, it was, my God, the heavy, it was, and now everything. I have one viewer right now who's watching me. Thank you so much. Now, two, I had about 7 and almost 15, but we had to cut it off. I'm telling you. These audios, you guys can hear it, right? If you guys can hear me, this is the backup mic. Right there. If you're hearing this right now, this is the backup mic. I also forgot, we might go back on Ustream. They recently gave me an email about 30 minutes ago. They told me that they do not want to give me another contract. I came in third place on the Ustream network. Third place, and this is a change of environment. I am live on Google Plus, live across the nation. Okay. But guys, I don't even know. I'm just really this flabbergasted, and you know, I'm just worried about this kid coming on the way, and I'm worried about will I get this job tomorrow. I'm having a job interview tomorrow. I'm nervous. I didn't cut my hair already, but it's okay. But look, if I did not cut my hair, I'd be just like Hold on a second, guys. Let me see. Hold on a second. I'd be like this.
Hello there. I'm here for the interview.
Lumps?
This is my hair's gonna be like tomorrow, right? If you were a manager and you see this hair, you'd be saying to your coworkers,
"This guy has a knot. This guy has messed up hair. It looks like he didn't shower. And he looks like a freak. Looks like the next clown."
This isn't gonna look like I'm like, "Yo, what's up? I'm here for that job, son." And their co-workers are like,
"I think we got the wrong person. Call the police."
I'm not sure you guys can hear me, right?
Can you guys hear me? Call the police. We got a nutcase. We're not hiring him because what he looks like. We thought he was handsome with his crazy hairdo. He looks like a punk ass person."
I heard that. But, oh my. Oh. Alright, you know what? I'm cutting it right now. End the broadcast. I'll say. What else? Yeah, I have a job interview tomorrow. I'm nervous a little bit. I always get nervous in job interviews like that tomorrow. But I'm not nervous with our local sponsor. So I hope that can bring me some big ups into the show. What time is it? Oh, it's 9:06. Yeah. Like I said, we'll be doing podcasts, Lifter Entertainment. We'll be having a house party pretty soon. I'm just cruising on my, it's not a waterbed. If you guys think it's a waterbed, you're on the wrong channel. Oh, I just got an email. Hold on a second. Just got an email. Hold on a second, guys. I think I got an email. Did I just got myself a new, okay, hold on. Okay, it says, "Hey Andrew, my name is blah blah blah, but please put me on this anomalous note. I wanted to know what is your goal for this year of bringing anything positive into your life? Sincerely, anomalous." That is a good question. I try to be positive the best I can with people around the world. It's funny. I mostly see my neighbors and say, "What's up, my neighbors?" They just give you a look like, I'm like, seriously, I'm just saying good morning. Like, I know if you're late or something, but you can say good morning back. If I was a neighbor, if you saw me, you're like, "Good morning, neighbor." They'd be like, "Morning, Andrew. How you feel?" I feel good. So, holy crap, we got 3 people on this viewer show. But guys, all due respect, it's gonna be at the point that I'm not closing this on the talk show. The last time I shut this down, it was crazy. Facebook, and I remember it. Ustream. I remember it was like yesterday. Ustream just told me that I had to shut it down. Even Facebook told me to shut down my page because it was under 30 likes. Now I got 50 subscribers on this show. 50-0.
Hey guys, I think that's Shannon right now.
Hey, Shannon, you want to come in for a second? Want to say hi to the people?
It's okay, she might be shy right now.
Want to say hi?
Don't want to be lied? No. How do you feel about the pregnancy? Now we need to look at what I'm doing. Where are you going?
I just found out that my sister is leaving. I don't know why, but that's not good. Yeah. So, hold on a second. I'm just going to leave this door right here. So, oh, there she is. Come on, Shannon. Just say hi to everybody. Just say hi to everybody. Come on. Come on. Come on. Really? You're going to do that to me? You're going to do that to me? I guess there was no comment on that. What time is it, guys? It is 9:10. Guys, I had to wrap it up. And I guess that is mostly it. I will give you guys, I'm going to see when can I have my next talk show. I will let you guys know. Like I said, I will let you guys know when I'm going to have my next talk show. But until then, thank you guys so much to be part of this family. You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome as well. And I guess that's mostly it. Until next time, thank you guys so much for watching the show called Let's Talk About It. I'm sorry we had a late start, but it's all good. So have a good night. I love your faces. I see you guys in the next one. And don't forget to smile more. Goodbye, everybody.